Today, Sprint Nextel said it's joining forces with some of the world's most famous internet and cable giants to start a new kind of wireless company. Among the investors are Intel, Google, Comcast, and Time Warner Cable. This new firm will be built around what's called WiMAX technology. It allows cell phone users to connect to the internet at much faster speeds than they can today. But as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, the cost of building that new network promises to be huge.
Jerry Bianchi can sit in a park in Manhattan on a spring afternoon and access the internet just as though he were in an office. He uses a card made by Verizon that plugs into his laptop. Essentially, he surfs the net over the same network that carries his cell phone calls. Bianchi says the system isn't perfect. For one thing, it's slower than his home DSL line.
There are spots like a cell phone would be if you go through certain areas. Like I said, I use it on the train, so you go through certain areas. You might hit a dead zone, it drops you off. It gets a little frustrating.
To Sprint Nextel, internet users like Bianchi represent a huge potential market for wireless services. The company said it's combining its broadband wireless unit with that of Clearwire, which was founded by cell phone pioneer Craig McCall. The new company will be called Clearwire, although Sprint Nextel will own most of its shares. Clearwire chief executive Ben Wolf told analysts that the new venture would provide consumers with a level of wireless services they haven't seen before.
Customers want both a true broadband experience and mobility when it comes to their communication services. Until now, they've had to settle for one or the other. We intend to change that by building one of the fastest and most capable wireless networks ever conceived.
The company will build that network using the new technology called WiMAX. So far, WiMAX has been tried in just a few places, but analyst Michael Nelson of Stanford Group believes it has potential.
The promise of WiMAX is to have really the internet anytime, any place, on the go, completely mobile, with an open platform so that virtually any type of consumer electronic device or appliance with a WiMAX embedded chipset can access the internet.
That means using a wireless internet device to do some of the same things you can do over a high-speed broadband connection, like download movies or music. But there are also big questions about whether the venture can succeed. Sprint Nextel's competitors, Verizon and AT&T, are developing their own new wireless technology called LTE, which can be built over their existing network. Building Clearwire's network will be costlier. The company has received capital from several big-name companies, but analyst Roger Entner of IAG Research says the money pledged so far probably won't go far enough.
The funding that Clearwire has now is undoubtedly impressive with, you know, $3.2 billion. They still have to raise a lot more money to actually build this out.
Some analysts also note that Clearwire's complex ownership structure could make managing the company difficult. Among those financing the network will be Google, Time Warner, and Comcast. All of them have their own interests in wanting to see WiMAX technology succeed. As Clearwire attempts to secure a share of the growing wireless market, it will find itself juggling a lot of competing demands. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.